And welcome to the Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Witte of Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison and Milbank, South Dakota. And in the studio with us today, it is not John and Teresa. It is Joel.
The younger, handsomer versions of John and Teresa.
That would be Jen Nyflot. And Joe Weeding joins us. Welcome back, Joe.
Nice to be back.
You bet. Then the young, what was that again, Jen?
The younger, more handsome versions.
There we go. I'm sure John and Teresa are listening, so good job. Thanks for coming in, and we have a great subject. First of all, Joel, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and what's your association with Rural Solutions?
Yeah, so I actually started working here last summer as an intern, and I came back over Christmas break and over spring break, and they gladly asked me to come back this summer. I'm hoping to be back as soon as I'm done with school next year. We will see what all happens in the next year.
All right, good. And Jen, of course, she greets you at the front door at Rural Solutions here.
Absolutely. I'm the smiling face that you see when you come in. Help you get your computer checked in so that they can figure out what's going on with it.
You know, Joe, Jen has colored hair. What color is that, Jen?
Pink.
Pink. Pink colored hair. And Teresa put some purple and what other color did Teresa do with her hair?
It's purple and blue.
Purple and blue. So you're not there yet. You're just normal there, Joe.
I don't think I'm going to be dyeing my hair anytime soon. It'll have to pay me quite a bit to do that.
Okay. You can dye it green to match your eyes.
There you go.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. Teresa and Jen look great with their hair and nice color to it. Good job, Jen. All right. Hey, we got a great subject. We have Joe and Jen in the studio for a reason today. We're going to talk phones, cell phones, and Joe is an expert, and Jen's an expert at phone repair. Joe, you do some phone repair at Rural Solutions, don't you?
Yes. Yep. I actually started up in Duluth. I worked for a company before I came and started working for John and Teresa. So I got a lot of training there, and I taught myself a lot more on my own. And then I continued to learn as I came and worked for John and Teresa over here.
What kind of things do you fix on your cell phones or iPads or whatever?
Almost anything you can possibly imagine. We do a lot of screen repairs. We do charge port repairs, water damage. Those are kind of iffies, but we can definitely give it a try. Mm-hmm. Software issues, pretty much if you can think of it, we can do it.
Okay. And I know, Jen, you're an expert on the phone, too. You've helped me with my phone in the past. You do a great job with that. You get a lot of phone service coming into Rural Solutions?
You know, we do. People just having various troubles with their phone. Their memory is full. They need to download things. You know, often it's stuff that we've seen enough of it. We know what to do with it and how to help out.
Okay. Well, as you know, I was just sharing with Joe and Jen that I've had cell phone problems all week long. My cell phone is not working properly at all. And before we went on air, Joe did a lot of things to my phone, and it looks like you got her fixed somewhat, huh?
For the most part, yeah. It looked like you were having some issues with apps closing on you, things slowing down. I went in there and cleared some stuff out, updated things, and it looks like it is running quite a bit faster now. There are still a couple things I want to do on it, but we will have it up and running for you.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. So what are some of the most common things you see when people bring their cell phones into you?
Not updating. We'll have people that will have an operating system from 3-4 years ago. Android especially, they like to continue to update things to run the best with apps. Without an updated operating system, things can slow down, things can force close on you because they just aren't compatible with the operating system anymore. Apple is also like that, but not to the extent. Apple is usually pretty good at making you do the updates regardless if you want to or not. But if you do not upgrade Apple, it can also have the same effect.
Isn't your phone automatically do updates? Or how does that work?
Yep, so with Apple, like I was saying, Apple usually forces you to or keeps on giving you notifications that you get sick of seeing, so you update it. Android is more user-friendly. It'll let you choose what to and not to do to your phone. So if you choose not to do it, you can just click something and it just goes away forever until you go back and decide to do it. Okay. So you might click on something you're not really knowing you're clicking on, and it just goes away and it sits there.
Okay. What's another common thing that people find with their phones? Like mine this morning, Jen, my memory was almost full. wasn't it, Joe? Well, well, that's a common thing, right? The memories are full in people's phones.
Yep, that is a common thing. So, I mean, some of the more simple solutions that, you know, you can think of right off the top of your head. If you have an Android phone, often you can put a SIM card in there, move a lot of apps over or pictures that frees up space on your actual phone storage. Otherwise, you can go into the settings. You can delete the cache, which is just old memory you don't need anymore. So those are usually some pretty quick and simple fixes. But Joe also knows a few more of the more intensive processes.
All right, take it away, Joe.
So yeah, like she was saying, you can start out by backing up your pictures to an external drive or anything like that. That'll free up quite a bit of space, especially if you have movies and a lot of pictures. But some other big things that a lot of people don't think about are your app's program's background data. So I was explaining to Paul earlier today that, say you're on Facebook, every time you click on a picture, there's going to be a small fraction of amount of data saved in the background. It'll help load things faster. If you go back to that picture again, it'll load the picture faster. A lot of times it's really not needed if you have a good service as Wi-Fi or whatever service you have on your phone. But over time, if you keep this on there for a year, a couple years, a app that you downloaded for 100 megabytes can add up to be 2-3 gigabytes, and that over 4 or 5 apps, that adds up to be quite a bit. So if you go through and clear out all those background data, it'll actually clear up sometimes 10 plus gigabytes.
So clear out your background data?
Yes. Okay. So Androids are actually a little bit more easy to see this on. If you go to the settings and go to storage, it'll give you a nice description of what is using how much storage. So it'll say your apps are using 10 gigabytes of storage. Mm-hmm. You can click on that and it'll show you exactly what app is using how much. So for example, you go to your Snapchat. It'll say it's Snapchat is using 0.5 gigabyte of data. Well, you can click on Snapchat and it'll give you even more of detail. It'll say that 100 megabytes of this is cache, 300 megabytes of this is background data, and 100 megabytes is the actual application itself. So if you go through, clear out that background cache, clear out that background data, that'll free up almost a 0.5 gigabyte of data. Mm-hmm. And that's just background stuff that you honestly don't ever use.
How often should you do this? Clear your data or your cache?
Yep. Honestly, that's kind of up to the person. If you have a more modern phone, a lot of times these phones come with 64 gigabytes mm-hmm. plus of storage. So you don't have to do it so much. But if you have an older phone, maybe 3-4 years old, a lot of times they're running on 16 gigabytes of data, sometimes 32 gigabytes of data. Now,
that's what mine is, 32. And I was told the other day I need a 64 with how often I use my phone.
Yep. So a lot of these lower end, or not, I shouldn't say lower end, older phones, mm-hmm. they don't quite have as much storage on it. So you got to go in there and do it more often because it's going to fill up more often, faster. These newer phones where they have 64, 128 gigabytes, it's not as common, so you don't have to do it so much.
Okay.
Now, when you click clear data on the apps, though, it will ask you, are you okay with deleting all of the information? Now, when do you need to pay attention to that and not pay attention to that?
Yes. So a lot of times, like as I was saying, with Facebook and Snapchat, they have this background data that you really don't care about. You might have to log back into it. That's not that big of a deal as long as you know what your username and password is. When you want to start looking out for this is with games. So say you have a game that's using up quite a bit of storage. A lot of times these games will have you log in with Facebook, and Facebook will save all this. Feel free to go ahead and clear whatever if you're logged into Facebook. But if these games don't have Facebook, this background data, that's where they're saving all your progress in the game, whatever is being saved for the game. So if you clear that out, there's a good chance that you'll have to start from scratch with the game. So make sure you're keeping an eye out for that.
Okay, awesome. Well, we're just a couple minutes here. Time flies when you're having fun, right?
Absolutely.
Jen, what's happening down at the store at Rural Solutions?
Well, pretty exciting. We have a lot of new computers in right now that are for sale. So one thing we've been doing recently is getting a lot more refurbished Dell computers in. So pretty much exactly as good as new, but the price points are a lot better on those. Mm-hmm. So we have things like a refurbished HP laptop that's only $350. That one has a brand new hard drive on it. It's been taken really good care of, been really fixed up. We've got refurbished Dells for only $750, and those have brand new solid state drive hard drives in them, which is what we've been really preferring. They go a lot faster, they're a lot more secure, and they're just more dependable than the regular hard drives you get sometimes. Okay. And then with Andre in the back, we actually are able to get lots of old computers just fixed up now that weren't working before. So you can even find some, like we have a used HP laptop that is only $250.
Wow.
So if you need a new computer, I mean, there are some really affordable options that we have now.
Okay. And Andre back there in the back room, he's a genius, isn't he? Huh?
He is a genius. He can do pretty much anything with machines, it seems.
Well, with him and Joe side by side, that's a good team there, huh?
That is a good team.
You like working with Andre there, Joe?
Oh, yes. I like potting off all the stuff that I can do onto him because he can fix literally anything.
Yep. He's something else, that's for sure. So, all right. Why don't you tell us where you're located? Did you guys know the spiel that John and Teresa do? Located, phone number, that kind of thing?
Well, we are located on Main Street in Madison, so 302 6th Avenue. And then you can give us a call there at 320-698-4747. We also have our Milbank location, which is 1512 Morningside Drive. Phone number there is 605-438-4747. And as we always say, we are available anytime at support@ruralsolutions.com.
Wow, I'm impressed. That was awesome, Jen. That's better than John and Teresa.
Told you, younger, more handsome, better.
There we go. Joe, I expect a little color in the hair next week when you come in. So just like Jen and Teresa have.
We'll try.
Okay. All right. Good show. Thanks. That was very informative, by the way.
All right. Thanks for having us, Paul.
And if you have any questions about your cell phone, give Joe Weeding and Jen Eiffel a call there at Rural Solutions. Thanks for coming in.